everyone, and welcome to Movie Fanatics. Today we'll talk about Arcane, the new League of Legends series on Netflix. I'm here with Frederick.
Hello.
And my name is Kristen. The basic premise is that this little girl named Powder is growing up in a twisted world, and it just shows the story of how her and some other people in this city get molded by the situation at hand.
So the setting is Runeterra, as it's called. The world of the series itself is very big. It's also like a few countries and like big cities, but where the series is focusing on itself is in a city called Piltover. And this city is split into two parts. There's the Overcity, which is ruled and lived by a bunch of like well-known scientists and merchants and high noble houses and generally like what we would consider good people. People that would contribute to society and live a good life and all that like good stuff. And then in what's called the Undercity, the place is filled with a bunch of like drugs, and there's all these drug lords and barons and criminals, and overall just not a good place to be and not a place you want to live in. But they make do what they have, but not everyone is happy with the place. There's also a bit of history between the two. One believes they can rule the other. There's a bunch of like civil wars happening both during the series and also before the series starts. And yeah, overall it's just like characters are more not created to tell their own stories. Well, some of them are, but they all exist to tell the story of the world, and you can really tell that everything and everyone is part of this world and has not been created to just exist, but yeah.
I also feel like it's important to mention that one of the main misconceptions about the series is that it's only catered toward League of Legends players, which is not the case. They did a great job of making the series kind of its own, so anyone who doesn't know anything about the game enjoys it just as much as people who play the game. The only difference is that there are like a couple Easter eggs here and there for people who do play the game, but it's not like a focus of the whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like if you don't know about the game, the video game League of Legends, which is made by the same people, I think you'll enjoy it more, honestly, because you don't have like the expectations of the in-game characters' lore and the stories from there and the knowledge of the world itself beforehand. So you're generally going in with a blind eye, and well, you're going into a 10 out of 10 series, so
yeah, I agree with that point. Some of the characters that are focused on, because the point of view keeps changing, is this little girl Powder, who is like the main person. But then there's also Vi, which is her sister in the Undercity. She doesn't really have much character development just because she's already become an adult when the series starts. Those are both characters of the game, but they aren't really focused on like more than anyone else. So I really like how they kind of split the screen time between people who aren't part of the game and people who are. So it's not like someone's favorite over the other.
Yeah, and you can clearly see that with characters like the villains in the story. Like one of them is like the big bad. Like that's yeah, but it's true. he is the big bad, but he's not like created to be the big bad. And that's what I meant earlier when I said like the characters when I created to tell their own story, that he had to create the or tell the stories of the world, and he's very much part of a history of the city itself, and the city became a reason why he is who he is now, and going like reverse, he will be a reason why the world changes, or like the city changes, which means some new people are going to be changed and they are going to change the city itself, and so on and so forth. You can really tell everything is fitting together in the world as a whole.
The character that he's talking about, his name is Silco, and he's pretty much like the main villain of the whole series, but he's really well developed, so even the audience will sympathize with him too. It's not like it's just a cliche. I don't think there are really any cliches in this series at all. It's very original, and they put a lot of thought into each character.
I mean, you could argue that some of them are like cliche, like you got the big, strong, big sister that's want to protect her family, and you got the evil businessman, and
yeah,
you got like the nice dad who owns a bar, and
yeah, but like, I feel like they don't really feel that much like cliches.
Yeah, you don't think about it until afterwards, so.
Yeah.
We mentioned this before, but how does it work with, like, the game itself?
I mean, most of the things that happen in the series are canon to the lore to the game, but they did change some things so the series would fit a little bit more together, because they are trying to pull different things from different characters and trying to fit them well, like, together like a puzzle. But since everyone has like their own unique story, it can be hard to like make something make sense to like someone who doesn't know anything about their stories. Like I said, most of it is canon, but they kind of put it together in a way that can be very entertaining as well. So I really like the way that they did it.
Yeah, and going back to the characters, because I feel like we forget something important. We only talked about the people in the Undercity and not like the Peltone itself.
Yeah.
So another character I especially really enjoy is named Victor. And he is a scientist that wants to go further with his research but can't for unknown reasons. He's ever curious about like the way science progresses in the series and wants to help further make his mark and set himself up to be like a great scientist people will remember him for, which I think fits him if you know like the character of him as in the game, but otherwise he's just like a tragic hero. I feel like that fits him nicely.
Yeah.
The other one is named Jace, and he's like the, well, I would say he's like the main character of the Piltoven side of the story, whereas Pyro is like the main character for the Zorn side of the story.
Yeah, you see him kind of as a crazy scientist because he tries to harness magic through science.
Yeah, magic is forbidden in terms of like using it for science because of how like deadly and destructive it can get. So that's kind of his goal in the series, like making sure that's not going to happen while he researches magic.
Yeah. Moving on to the animation of the series is one of my favorite parts because the animation is absolutely stunning. And they kind of mix this like 3D animation with 2D effects, which normally when you like think about it, that wouldn't really work well together, but they did find a way to like make it blend so naturally that you don't really notice until like you look back.
Yeah, and there's also like a bunch of like small details you wouldn't normally like think, why would they go to such lengths to animate stuff like the dust particles after like an explosion, or when like characters looking down a cliff and some stone like falls off the cliff, and it's like you can see the dust particles animated, and that's just small details and insane how they go to such lengths for those. And then you realize like that's how much they care about everything in animation wise.
Yeah, and Riot Games, which is the creator of the game League of Legends, are working together with an animation company called Fortiche. And they have worked together for years, and I think that that animation company is really talented, and they really bring everything to life.
Yeah. It took... How long did it take for them to create Arcane first? Was it 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years. That was mainly just because they had to write the story and figure out like how the world should be designed. Yeah. So it was less of the animating and more of the writing that caused it to take so long. But the next season will only take like a year and a half, I think.
Yeah, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
That's when season 2 comes out. How does it sound?
Well, the soundtrack is really amazing. I'm not surprised at all, because Riot Games always makes fantastic music. Their music team is insane.
Mm.
And on top of that, they brought in a lot of known voice actors who did a great job in the series. Even like the younger voice actors were fantastic. Mm. Especially like the younger version of Powder is just insane how well the emotion is portrayed.
Yeah, like when she screams, you can feel the scream in your heart, and it's heartbreaking to hear.
Yeah. The series is split into three acts of three episodes each.
Mm. So it's pretty easy to like sit down and like a little afternoon or a little evening. It's like, okay, I'm just going to watch like three episodes, and that's a story in itself. And then you got three more episodes, which is a story in itself. And then you got like the final story part.
Yeah. So the first act focuses on when Powder is young, during that time period, and then it skips forward in time. And then the last six are pretty much all in a row.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Overall, I would say this is one of my favorite series, and I highly recommend anyone to watch it. So if you have a little time, just sit back, relax, and watch this masterpiece unfold. This episode is not sponsored by Riot Games or Netflix.
But if we get Publia, please do.